Boom. Wow, wow, wow. Happy fucking happy hour. Jim Earl, comedian extraordinaire, Emmy-winning comedy writer from The Daily Show is here. Wow. I was very generous with my pour and really fucking stingy with yours. I apologize. No, I already drank. We have to turn your microphone on. There you go.
Thank you. I already drank that much.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Thanks for saying that. That's totally not true.
So I'm never leaving your house.
No, good. We encourage drinking and swearing. And I know you're good at both. And I appreciate that.
Well, I'm taking a vow not to do either one from now on.
Really? Okay, after this.
Okay.
Okay. Jim, don't be a tight ass. Jim, why do we know we know everyone that both of us respectively know.
Yeah.
Why don't we know each other?
I think it's because Marc Maron screwed it up.
Yeah, Marc Maron's a fucker, man. He was, I know you've done WTF. He just did our happy hour. And yeah, we had makeup sex and it was fucking hot, man.
How long ago was that?
Was it a few months ago, Vanessa? Yeah, a few months ago. Because we had some history, as many of us do in this business.
I didn't know that much about your history. All I knew that there was some difficulties.
There was some difficulties.
About 10 years ago.
Yes.
At some studio that I was a sidekick for him.
Yes, for the Marc Maron show on my station, KTLK.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's listen. We hugged it all out, bitch. It's okay now. What? What's happening?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Honestly, it was the best makeup sex I've had on a happy hour. I don't mean to put any pressure on you.
Oh,
we don't even have. I mean, we probably will piss each other off and then have to have makeup sex at the end of this. But
that's all right. I'm used to that.
No, you wrote for all my Air America beloveds, Randy Rhodes, Marc Maron, Rachel Maddow, et cetera. But no, Marc and I had my show. It wasn't in the same time slot.
Mm-hmm.
But I started taking a lot of his stations away, and so he started saying a lot of really things about me on the air while I was driving in. And I didn't mean to guilt him, but just a lot of crying onto my steering wheel as he was talking about my. Anyway, so because
really,
he, right?
Why he?
No, he admitted
you like
he was a dick to me, and I was really mean to him when I met him because
you were
I
a big power. You were a very powerful person in relation to our crappy little show.
Yeah, you can tell from working in my basement how powerful I am.
No, everybody wants to work from their home.
Yes, I know. Exactly.
This is success.
Exactly.
Anyway,
Maron is brilliant, and I was we were able to, because his podcast is brilliant. You've obviously worked on it and
I have
done it, and it was one of those things where, you know, we all go through shit in show business, right? Where he didn't even know me, but he was like, I don't understand why I was losing all these stations to you. And, and I was like, okay, you really hurt my feelings, and I'm a girl, and I cried. He's like, sorry, I was a dick to you. And I was like, Anyway,
now we're all good.
And I was like, well, it's really easy for you to be fucking magnanimous now, Maron, now that you're fucking huge. Well, now you can be nice.
Hey, you know, you hit the nail right on the head.
But listen, you're a brilliant motherfucker. You've not just won an Emmy for Daily Show, but you worked with everybody the early Air America days, all our brilliant friends.
I also won a Peabody Award.
A Peabody
for
Vanessa.
Journalistic excellence.
Unlike Bill O'Reilly, who just fucking said he did and did not.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes. Jim, what accords won a Peabody? What did you do for that?
I didn't really. You know, they're both available for sale.
Really?
On eBay.
Okay, I'm going to get one. Then we're going to say I'm a Peabody Award winning.
Right. We'll just scratch out the name.
It has something to do with the 2000 election coverage on The Daily Show.
Okay, all right.
You know, all that.
That's some illustrious shit, Jim Earl. Just don't
hey,
get
thanks.
All get in. Don't get in here and be all humble.
Well, you know, I got to remind myself of that every once in a while when I'm doing my laundry.
What? So why do we have all the best comedians? It's just because, right? Because I don't know. Right wingers, they punch down. I think.
Well, they can't laugh at themselves. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's all dogma to them.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't. Dogma is not funny.
Right. It's like Donald Trump doesn't. I mean, that's how you know satire is working, when he is so furious about Alec Baldwin's impression. You go, you know, that's why it's hitting home, because it's so fucking good.
And he's a sociopath.
Yes.
I think that helps.
Yeah, that does. Are you at all terrified that we've just elected Orange Hitler?
Kinda. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, you know, I'm kind of
good for comedians.
I'm the kind of the glass half empty guy.
Yeah.
I think something good may come out of this, but after the world is ended.
Right. You know, right. Like, yeah.
Churchill said about the U.S. that America ends up doing the right thing after doing all the wrong things first.
Right.
The problem is that we're at that point where we can't do any more wrong things for the environment.
Right.
And so we might be at a precipice of no return.
Right. Well, we talked about this on the show today, right, Vanessa, that since now you just have to have a fucking celebrity that's not qualified in any way, we got to go with either Ben Affleck or George Clooney, who both played superheroes. Ben Affleck has saved us from a fucking, what,
Armageddon.
Vanessa, asteroid?
Yeah.
Armageddon, tidal wave, something. It doesn't matter, Jim.
I think Adam West. I think we ought to bring back
Adam. He's only 100. West. He's 100. Who cares?
He is the spirit of a 17-year-old, though. I think he'll do great. We're gonna get through this.
You think so, Jim?
Well, you will. You've got a nice basement. You know,
yeah.
You got a lot.
This is like a bomb shelter already, right?
I grew up with a bomb shelter. My dad built
Did
a
you?
Bomb shelter in 60.
No, where are you from? Wait, 40. San Francisco?
Claremont.
Oh, Claremont.
Yeah,
that's so fancy.
You taught at the Claremont Colleges, and we had a nice little bomb shelter.
What did Mom and Dad do?
He was the head of the psychology. He was head of the psychology
department. That was good for a comedian.
Claremont College. Claremont Men's College,
oh,
it was called then.
Well, uh-huh.
Now it's Claremont's Colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They let vaginas in, too, now? Or?
Apparently.
Oh, well, very, very liberal. what did you siblings? What was your upbringing like?
I had three older brothers.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, so you're youngest like me. So desperate cry for attention.
Kind of.
Comedy. Yeah.
Two half brothers.
Beaten up. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom married my dad, who was best friends with her first husband, who is now lying somewhere on a hill in North Korea. I didn't mean to bring it down.
Jim,
sorry.
You're kind of harsh in my buzz now. Wait. Who died in the Korean War or just from bad
War.
Korean food? Oh,
well,
I'm sorry.
He was bombing
I didn't mean to.
North Korea.
Oh.
You know.
Okay.
Got shot down somewhere.
Wait, who was your dad?
My mom's first husband.
Oh,
who was
okay.
My dad's best friend in the Army Air Corps.
Oh,
as
so
it was
your
called.
Dad was like her. I'm just saying. Just like it, you. That's when you strike, when women are vulnerable. Just
right.
Like, I'm really sorry about
it. It hasn't worked
Sorry
for
about
me,
that.
But you know, it worked for
are
him.
Are you lonely?
Constantly.
Wow. I wasn't asking you. I was talking about your mom.
Oh.
God. Jim.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. Anyway. So wait a minute. So what was your religion? What was your upbringing like?
Atheist.
Oh, really?
Very liberal. Yes, atheist. Yes. My dad, a card-carrying ACLU member since the 50s.
Wow. Nice.
Two generations of atheists. Before that, they were Quakers. Before that, they were, you know.
Wow.
Probably Catholics or something.
I grew up Catholic. Watch it now.
I just meant something. Yeah, I didn't mean
anything. I understand what you meant. Now, so, okay, you have literally worked with everyone I love. David Feldman, you would do his comedy podcast.
I have, yeah.
Yes. Okay, Rick Overton, Greg Proops, Tom Kenny, Carlos Alzraki.
I started doing comedy up in San Francisco at the Holy
right.
City Zoo, and they were all there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody from Boston, Seattle, Chicago all came to San Francisco.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Claremont? it's somewhere between here and...
It's
about 10 freeway, but...
That way?
Going this way. Oh,
50
back.
Miles east of here on the 210.
Oh, so closer to L.A. than San Francisco. Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry. Did not know that.
Well, I went to...
I'm a coastal elite. I didn't know where Claremont was.
I went to college up in Berkeley.
Oh, okay. All right.
Berkeley.
Well, so you, raised an atheist, Berkeley. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So shocking that you ended up working for Air America and Daily Show. That's
that's all I have. That's my only talent. I have no other marketable talents. Please help me. Anybody?
No, you don't need any help. You're fantastic. But here's the thing. We were saying Trump. I mean, it just is. You know when all the comedians were crying, I was crying on my show the next day. I know that everybody did, right? Chelsea Handler cried. Seth Meyers cried. Stephen Colbert cried on the air. I mean, I guess great for comedy, horrible for America. How do you balance that?
I don't know if it is great for comedy anymore.
Right.
I think we went through the last year and a half of this is great for comedy, but it's, I think people are just fed up and tired of it. Now it's scary.
Yeah.
You know?
No, this is like he's as dumb as George Bush, but way more evil.
Yeah.
George Bush was too dumb to be that evil.
I think Dave Feldman made the good observation, one of his few ones, that, you know, Trump is a gangster. He's just a huckster, a used car salesman. And he's in it for the money and for fame and power. You know, I think it's like having the mafia run the government. And it's true. It's what Mussolini said about fascism, which he invented. He called fascism corporatism. And I think this is what we have now.
Yeah. No, this is, I keep saying it. This is how fascism came to America.
Yeah.
We have a lot of names for him. Mago Mussolini.
Cheetolini.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then speaking of mob names, what was dumbass dummy Donnie Tic Tacs? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll survive this. It is really fucking terrifying. You can also see Jim in the documentary Left of the Dial, where he's best remembered for the gratuitous use of foul expletives, of which we've gotten none so far. What the fuck's up?
Well, how much longer do we have? You know,
as long as you want, until I get some fucks out of you.
Alex,
I need some fucks for you to give.
Well, they were stealing money. You know, the CEO was kind of lifting money from us. So
Air America. This is what I fucking hate. This whole thing, liberal radio doesn't work. Air America was an awful company. Everyone will tell you that. Mark Maron, Randy Rhodes, everyone. They were awful. They knew nothing about radio. They knew nothing about business. But a lot of us are still here. You know.
You know, the good thing about it, it was kind of like Bernie's people. It was run on fairy dust and unicorns, basically. And that's why.
Unicorn farts?
Yes.
And
I have nothing. What was that? I'm sorry.
Sorry.
And that was, that's what I love about Bernie Sanders is because he, I think he dared to dream, to use a cliche.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that inspired people. But that doesn't work well with the. When you're a CEO and you're trying to run a multi-million dollar radio company.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were
The fact is that we're all still here and Maron's doing as well.
Yeah.
We're all doing as Rachel Maddow, we're doing as well as we're all doing.
Yeah.
You know, more than half the country. I mean, more people, 3 million more people voted for Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump. There is a market for...
Is it up to 3 million now?
Yeah, yeah, almost. Just about. I mean, it's just, it's insane. So anyway, I don't know, because you were there. I mean, and we've had this...
Well, you know. She only gets 75% of the votes that a man does.
Right. Exactly.
Because
why would she?
Yeah. That's the way it is. It's a man's world.
You tweeted, yesterday I burned the Quran because it was the best way to ignite the pile of American flags I was using as kindling for my Bible fire. Now, are you...
get three demos at once. And,
That was a three-peat. It was a trifecta. That was good. Mm-hmm.
I just want to offend as many people as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you make a lot of other people happy.
Yeah, that's all purpose. Sean, I hate to interrupt, but it seems like the washer repairman guy is here. Can we just see what the fuck's happening with that guy? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but Peabody, an Emmy Award-winning writer. Either that or somebody's here to kill me and put me in a white van.
The security system TV screen looks a lot like an old episode of Columbo. I think.
Just one more question. Do you think we're all going to get killed in the Trump administration? I seriously feel like we might get assassinated. Like whoever.
We're not going to get killed. Fantastic. We're going to get used for our money and drained of every cent.
I got nothing. I work in my fucking basement. What are they going to get from me?
He'll just use us cheap labor, and we have nowhere to go. We can't leave. Man, I wanted to move to Holland. 10 years ago. But.
Really? Me too. I'd like to plug a dike there. But
hello?
That's a sexual thing for me. That's not about you.
You know, you can make a fortune selling donuts and good pizza and Mexican food because they don't have that there.
Right. What's your deal, Jim Earl? Are you married, kids? What's your deal?
I was married at one time.
Really?
So
that's very mysterious.
I just want people to know that I can sustain a long-term...
Okay.
Serious relationship until
I had dating game music. Do we have that? Really?
Until it crash and burns.
Uh-huh. And, how long were you married? What? You didn't think I was going to get personal and weird?
8 months. But that's okay. Not the way. But
listen,
we were to hold it, wait.
Ladies.
We were together 5 years
though. In Hollywood. That's like a golden anniversary. That's long term.
We were together 5 years.
Okay.
Total. We just decided to get married at the last part of that, and that was the best part.
So, just what happened at the very?
Not very happy. What happened at the very end there? Oh, God. I think my therapist knows.
Really? Can we get her or him on the phone?
I had to break up with her, too.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh,
God damn it.
We have no dating game music?
Yeah,
really?
We have game show music. Not game show ding, but not game
I'm
show.
Trying to hook him up. All right. Oh. Whatever.
We used to have a dating game.
Now, how long ago was that? You were married for 8 months.
Yeah. 8 months.
So what happened with the getting married? It just blew the whole thing
asunder? I think, yes, that's the way it felt. I think she kind of had a panic attack.
Oh.
Decided I wasn't
the
right
runaway
person.
Bride, except 8 months later.
Yeah.
She's a slow runner.
5 years later.
Oh.
5 years later, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I want everybody to know that I've had a lot of long-term relationships.
Okay. All right.
And I'm still on very affectionate and close terms with every... female I've been in a close relationship with.
Are you still looking for love?
No, I don't.
In all the wrong places, but still.
I'm looking for money and food.
You're looking for an elderly, not entirely healthy woman?
Preferably.
That's hot.
One who's hard of hearing.
What?
What?
Hard of hearing. Won't hear me coming from behind.
I am from... From 30 years of radio headphones, I'm hard of hearing. I'm exactly your type.
Okay. How old are you? Can I ask that?
No, you cannot. I'm a woman of a certain age. This lighting, my age. This is not over 40 lighting. All right, how old are you? I'll ask her if you answer.
I was born the year the music died.
What year was that?
That's a clue. That's a
American
Jeopardy
Pie?
Clue.
American
yeah,
Pie?
1959.
Yeah.
59.
Yeah. Oh, 61. 61.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I'm just a toddler compared to you.
And where'd you grow up?
Buffalo. I should have. Well, why are you interviewing me? Buffalo,
I don't know.
New York.
Sorry.
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Totally opposite. My dad ran with Goldwater in 64.
I just saw that.
Totally Republican family, so totally opposite.
That's amazing.
Atheist, communist, liberal in Berkeley. I was growing up and yeah.
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 Wow.
And here we are. And here we are in love. And just hard of hearing is all that unites us.
What?
You know, I still...
What, honey?
I have a canceled check from Martin Luther King from the ACLU.
What?
Yeah.
No, what the fuck? Really?
Yeah.
How did you get
you
that?
You could put that on your Goldwater for president.
I was picture. Three. I wasn't four.
You're
Goldwater
responsible for what happened.
I was not. I hadn't said anything yet. I was too ugly to be used as a campaign prop. I looked like a fucking... Oh, you've seen the pictures of Vanessa. It's really.
Really?
Yeah. No, my friend once said to me, she was like, there was the official campaign picture. My dad's holding me. My eyes are like spinning around like a, I don't know, I had a natural afro. And they were like, she was like, Jesus, if they just dubbed in a sack of potatoes, they might have at least carried Idaho.
Oh, man. That's a sad story.
It is sad.
I had
a unibrow.
I'm very sorry. I didn't, when I think of Goldwater, I do not even think that he... had a running mate.
Well, thanks very much, Jim Earl.
Sorry,
thanks
very much. I just think of Goldwater, and I never... What, he had a running...
My dad's job was mostly saying what Barry meant to say was...
Oh, really? Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, and yet they're both spinning their grave over this bullshit, right?
You think so?
Oh, my God. You tweeted, Trump will announce a deal with Carrier to keep 1,000 jobs in Indiana, but they have to retool their plan to make mechanical pussy grabbers, which that's true.
It's true.
That's going to take more. And it's not even 1,000. It's like 700 jobs.
Tool and die.
Pardon me?
They got to retool the pussy grabbers.
Yeah. I need a mechanical pussy grabber just for off nights.
Well, you know, our new labor secretary wants to replace everybody with robots.
Yes. With mechanical pussy grabbers.
So you can have a robotic pussy grabber.
Oh, my God, that's a new Will Smith movie, right?
Right.
I, Pussy Grabber Robot? Come on. Hollywood, let's go. Jim and I need a little something for that. But
we're full of ideas.
Yeah, here we go. You also said breaking. Trump appoints Ben Carson to head the guy standing there looking puzzled department. Yeah. We've never had this before where there's so many people that are wildly unqualified like he is for these positions, have no relation to anything.
Trump, he broke the first fart, I guess, you know? He broke the first fart.
Right. Now everyone's like, now it's fine. Now it's the Blazing Saddles fire scene.
I think, you know, this is 45 years in the making, so Donald Trump getting the presidency. I think Nixon, the Clintons.
It's true.
Everybody helped facilitate and appease the Republicans until, bam, this guy slips
I mean, right-wing radio, Fox News, like, they fucking built this, man. This didn't come from nowhere, this whole fake news, all this shit, right? I mean, you won an Emmy for writing fake news, but everyone got that it was fake news, and that was the point of it on The Daily Show.
Well, you know, every one of our premises was true. We just made up fake jokes. We, you know, we had a fake punchline.
Right.
But everything we wrote was based on the truth. The same way with Air America.
Right. But that's the difference, right? We were saying that today, that they think, oh, all your stuff is fake, too. Because, you know, oh, well, I don't believe that because that came from... And you're going, but there is a fucking difference. It's not both sides do it. Rachel Maddow is not the same as Sean Hannity. They're not the same. Like, you know, the whole, like, you know, the facts have a liberal bias. But it's true, right?
Yeah.
The fake news, it's like liberals don't fucking fall for it.
False premise. There's nothing worse than a joke based on a false premise. That's hack. That's hacky comedy and hacky journalism.
Right.
You know? But
I'm going to...
I'll do
somebody
anything
Somebody fucking
for...
believed Hillary Clinton was running a sex ring, a child sex ring out of a pizza place in Washington. What? Like, and some guy took a goddamn gun?
That was unbelievable.
Right.
It should have been out of an Italian restaurant.
Exactly.
Not
that's
pizza,
my point, is to keep the gun, drop the cannoli. Mm-hmm. Something. No, drop the gun. You know what I'm saying.
The pizza sticks.
Right.
I don't get that.
Right. Wait, wasn't there another one that somebody that believed the Sandy Hook truther stuff, that Sandy Hook didn't happen, threatened a Sandy Hook parent? Because
that's new to me.
Yes, that's a new
one. I'm still working on the chemtrails and the third building.
Lizard people?
Third building falling down.
Yes, and also that President Obama uses tiny airplanes to push weather around.
Why not, you know?
And why wouldn't he?
Why not? That's why Air Force One costs so much.
Yes, except that it doesn't. But okay, facts are optional now.
That.
Jim, it seems like the time for dark humor is now, and this is why this moment was made for you. This is right up my alley. You wrote I love the headline, Is It Okay to Spoof the Dead? Comedy writer Jim Earle's book, Morning Remembrance Tries It. Morning Remembrance, a collection of mocking obituaries ripped from the headlines.
Yeah, so. Ripped from the deadlines. Was the
wow? Waka
was,
waka waka waka.
I can do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. It diligently skewers the. These are the actual obituaries of real notables, icons.
Right.
Right.
The people don't know their names, but they know they realize what they've done. Their lives have been touched by their acts.
Too soon for John Glenn joke? Probably.
Well, he just died today.
Right, exactly. That's why I was just wondering if you're on your game.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, you're the guy who invented General Chow's chicken died.
Yes.
I just have one joke for that.
Yes, uh-huh.
He died in 20 meanie. Thank you.
You know, I was going to go to his funeral, Jim, but then I figured an hour later I just want to go to another funeral.
Right.
He was not cremated, Jim. He was... breaded and deep fried and smothered in delicious sauce. All right.
See, this is why I can't ever do him, because everybody else is doing those jokes, and I have to work my way around those.
I understand.
That angle.
I understand. Don't be jealous. So, yes. I love... Oh, you once wrote Milton Levine. I miss this one. Creator of the popular ant farm that gave countless children a personal look into the underground lives of insects is now giving countless ants a personal look into his gallbladder.
That's right.
That's funny. Maybe not to his family, but it's still funny. Come on.
I've been doing those things for, I started them in 2004 at Air America, and I've only had two complaints.
Oh, I heard about that. Reagan, what did you say about Reagan? About Reagan's brain. What did you say? What did you do, Jim?
I don't know. He was. I don't know. What did I say about his brain? Something probably related to Alzheimer's, and I'm not going to take responsibility for that horrible disease.
We're not supposed to remember that he had Alzheimer's. Yeah. Hey, Jim, come on. That's not. Don't. Yeah. Come on. But you also, the other person didn't like you saying the founder of the group Bread was now toast.
Yes. That was.
And I love Bread. I dry humped Bread in high school like you would not believe.
Well, I wish I had known you because.
Well, I would give everything I own.
Bread was hot.
To have known you in high school. Just to have you.
You know, any way you slice Bread, it was on a roll. But, you know. That guy was not one to look.
He technically was toast when he was dead.
Was
and
toast.
Okay. Oh, Lake. Didn't Lake die today of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
Yeah.
Oh. Now it's just EP.
Pardon me?
EP. That's an old vinyl joke for the oldsters out there. Oldsters. We're old. Except these two people.
Except, and now with the new EPA chief, every lake is going to be a dead lake. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just, you know what, I'm doing this right as we're, I'm not,
I know.
We're just in the writer's room here. We're not,
wow.
There's no judging. Okay, you.
There's no heavy head trips.
What?
No heavy
you picked up on that I'm sorry, because sometimes things happen.
Yeah.
That belong in the Isn't It Ironic file. The guy that owned the Segway company died from doing a test drive on a
Segway.
Yeah, on a Segway. And he died from falling over a 30-foot cliff while test driving. That test drive, can I just say, that did not go well.
No, but I think they got some good results from it. Do not drive it on a cliff next to a 30-foot ravine.
There's some good disclaimer. He got some good disclaimer material done.
That's right.
Right, you said a scooter plus 30-foot ravine equals some humiliating obituary is what you wrote, which is true. It was a little too late. For a warning, but still.
But he made a lot of money. He had a long, well, not a long life. But, you know, he had fun. That's the important thing, right?
Right.
Have fun.
He was passionate about that Segway right up until the last fucking minute that went over the goddamn cliff. That's our pizza. Sorry, Sean.
Have you ever been on a Segway? A scooter
no,
like that?
No.
Me
no.
Neither.
In fact, that was a bad Segway I just made there. Back to this whole subject.
Pizza man.
Right. Just right. What is going on? It's like a sitcom. Like ding dong, ding dong. It's Washington Prairie Fair, man. Pizza guys are here. Sorry.
A porn movie in the making here.
Pizza man's here. Oh, really? Extra large sausage. Good. Okay. So wait. Tell me about you post radical UC Berkeley. You were in a scrappy irreverent San Francisco.
Scrappy, irreverent. Yes.
I love how people write shit.
And we did skits.
Oh, the Holy City Zoo. Oh, you were in the duo Lank and Earl. What
yeah.
the fuck was that about?
It's just,
what was Lank and Earl happening?
My high school friend, Barry Lank, we both went to Berkeley, and then we got together in a comedy team after we graduated from Berkeley, because I don't know why.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah. We started doing open mics at the Holy City Zoo, and one night, we left after doing a set, and the manager said, oh, here's your money. And that was
You're
it.
Like, oh, money. Money from jokes?
And that $7 changed our lives forever. Got me into a life of poverty.
Fantastic. And, not poverty. Come on.
Near poverty.
You got a fucking bag of Emmys and Peabody's and shit.
If I had a bag of Emmys, then I'd you know, melt them down for the plastic. Because that's expensive.
So wait, where do you live here? What's your whole shizzle?
Shizzle?
Are you dating someone?
I live in Los Feliz.
Oh, do you? Right near here?
Yes.
Oh,
well,
fantastic.
It's Los Feliz adjacent. It's kind of like south of Sunset.
Sure. Yeah. I've heard of you people.
Yeah. It's not up here. I live,
Yeah, it's fantastic. So what are you working on now?
Well, I'm working on getting myself out of debt, and I'm on the Jimmy Dore show a lot.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. He just did the happy hour. We had really almost better hate sex than Marin and I did.
Really?
Yeah, because he's really fucking Bernie, and I'm very Hillary, and I had to fuck it out of him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fine. It was
I'm
good.
Very Bernie too. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, now we're all fucking Orange Hitler. So good luck, everybody.
Not because of him, though. Not because.
Right.
I think. I think Hillary and the Clinton family helped usher in Donald Trump. That's my.
All right, we're gonna have to have some hate sex.
I think it's.
All right, I have a vagina, and I do vote with it, and I did vote with it, and I'm happy about it.
I've had a few vaginas, but I've never been able to take them into a voting booth because that's against the law, Stephanie. And
listen,
I will never violate
Jim,
the law.
This is my whole mission now in life, is to get you hooked up. Look at him. Look at him, ladies.
Adorable.
Fucking
very
hot.
Handsome.
Vanessa likes older men. Listen, this is the theme of the happy... Yeah.
Well, you know,
Jim,
I...
Jim, very... Come on, smart, funny, Emmy winning.
Yeah.
Peabody
winning. Which one of
those
is true?
Just take the Peabody on your first date. Just put it on the... Just, hey, baby.
Hmm. That's the problem, you know. That's... That impresses too many people.
Does it?
And then they put you up on a pedestal.
Yeah. That's a, is it a hard fall, Jim Wuerl?
Oh, boy, is it. It's like that the suicide scene in Star is Born, you know?
Is it? Is it just like that?
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to keep drowning myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Every 3 hours.
So, all right, so... What? Tell us. Yeah. Tell us scandalous Hollywood story. What was John Stewart like to work with?
just two words: daddy issues. But you know, did I say that?
I don't know what that means. Does he? Okay.
He was a very angry guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't. It wasn't the. You know. I signed a confidentiality agreement.
All right. Sorry.
But.
Boy, a little Chardonnay loosens you up.
I think he violated it when he badmouthed all the former employees there in an article.
Did he? I didn't remember that.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. A few years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why'd he do that? You guys won a fucking boatload of Emmys with him.
Mm-hmm. He didn't like it when we were first nominated.
Wait a minute. What's happening, Jim Wuerl? What's happening, Jim Wuerl? We're getting some juicy shit now. What do you mean? He didn't like it when you were... Oh, Jim Wuerl is presently reading Sexy Liberal, the number one book in comedy, political, and memoirs on Amazon.com. Okay.
Yes.
So wait, he didn't like it when you were nominated. Why?
Well, you know, let's say you come on to a show 2 years after its inception.
Yeah.
And then you're nominated for your first Emmy, and you got 13 writers, and you bring them into the writer's room.
Right.
We hear it, you know. This is what he said. Instead of saying, "Hey guys, congratulations, yay, we got nominated,
right.
Good luck," and go back to your writers' rooms and do what you do there, he said, "I bet you probably all read the news in the paper. I just want you to know there's no such thing as a first draft Emmy." And that was it.
What does that mean?
That means, you know. Yeah, I have 13 writers, but, you know, I polish up your turds.
Oh.
And you're nothing.
Oh.
It's just kind of the way it goes with a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Which makes it kind of weird, hard to understand. Well, if they don't need the writers, why do they have 13 of them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is exactly how many we have here, right, Vanessa?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
No, the funny thing is I don't mean to be whatever. A lot of stuff, and you know how this happens, like a lot of shit migrates from our show to Daily Show, you know, they used to Tonight Show, whatever, because mm-hmm. you go like, I get it, you know, people need stuff, they hear stuff, they go whatever, and it's fine, but, you know, I know what that feels like, you're not really getting credit for shit that you know started here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. A lot of shows, comedy shows, are like that. They have huge writing staffs.
Yeah.
And... some hosts resent that. You know, it's a huge ego thing.
Yeah, yeah. And Stuff of Ours has migrated to Daily Show, to Colbert, to Tonight Show, to Bill Maher. Like, we're just like, that's all right, but we'd like a check because we work in our basement for any money. But
Steve Colbert was a fun guy to work with. He was very nice at the Daily Show and everything.
Yeah.
But I don't like the fact that he danced with a fucking war criminal.
Which war criminal?
Henry Kissinger.
Oh.
Traitor and a war criminal. You know, that's why we have Donald Trump as president right now. Because we have...
No, don't fucking normalize. I mean, I agreed with people about Jimmy Kimmel. Like, you know, or excuse me.
Tossel and hair. Bullshit.
No, Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... God bless him, but I'm like, don't fucking normalize this guy. Don't make this, like, you know.
You people make millions of dollars a year as it is. Do you really have to suck up to a war criminal or some an abuser? You don't need
a sexual predator and a racist and a fucking sexist and a fucking sexual predator. Like, do you really have
There's
to
access journalism?
Make him cuddly for the public?
And access comedy.
Right.
That's the way it is. Oh, I'm afraid, you know, Kissinger might not come on my show again. Well, good. He might not come on again. Fuck him, you know? He's responsible for 500,000 civilian deaths, at least.
Yeah.
And another 25,000 more American soldiers.
Right.
Prolonging the war.
Jim, you are a prime person to ask this. How do we regroup and fight after this?
I'm
like,
sorry.
But how do we, I mean, because honestly, this is, we are up against the biggest, this is not George Bush. This is Bush on steroids. This is a fucking dictator. It's fucking Hitler. I mean, it's how do we, as comedians, because you go, part of it's funny, and part of it's really not fucking funny.
No, it's not funny. And, I don't think he's Hitler. A lot of people are comparing him to Hitler. For one thing, we have the knowledge of Hitler, and we have a whole Western Europe who went through Hitler. And I don't think they're going to let us go through another Hitler, regardless of how he turns out. How we get through it? I think there's an upside to it. I think that people will get more active. They'll go out in the streets more.
Yeah.
People will fight back more than they would have if Hillary had become president and she had been stonewalled by a Republican House and Congress.
Yeah.
And you know, who knows if Hillary would have been able to get anything done. Maybe we'll be able to get something done or stopped that she would not have been able to.
I mean,
that kind of...
I don't know.
The only thing I'm
he,
I'm
she
really
was up
worried.
13 points before the fucking FBI. I'm just saying, no one's ever been up against WikiLeaks, FBI, two other candidates, and the kind of rat fucking that whatever happened in this election. And well, I was saying the difference is Republicans fight. Republicans fight. There was a piece that we've been talking about that they would have if George Bush had won the popular vote, they would never have conceded. They would never have stopped. They had a plan. They had a, you know, and I'm just, Democrats are fucking wieners. Yeah. Grow some balls.
Al Gore, election of 2000.
Yes, thank you.
The same thing. Yeah. You know, what the fuck are we doing? If you don't believe in what you're doing that much, then step aside.
Right. No, and then he bought Current TV, which I was on. We were the number one show. And then he sold it for $500 million to an oil country. And you're going, you know what? The right wing doesn't do, they don't give up. Fox News lost a zillion fucking dollars and had no ratings in their first few years, but they gave it time. Right wing radio, same thing. You know that from being at Air America. Yeah. They had a million. They've invested in a million radio companies. Like all these shows, how many right wing shows have been canceled because they have no ratings and they keep going? Oh, liberal radio doesn't work. Liberal radio doesn't work. It's like, really? Because we have this many stations compared to your whatever, right?
I mean, I think it's a problem with America is it's a true class issue. Of course, race and sex,
right?
But those are class issues too. And rich people do not identify with, they can identify with and empathize with people who aren't rich, but they, in this country, they just don't fucking choose to because they don't have to because they can get away with it. And as long as we have multimillionaires, you know, in politics.
But, I mean, how soon are these fucking idiots going to realize they've been duped by Donald Trump, who's, like, fighting the union guy? And, like, he's not ever been for the worker. He's never going to be for the worker. And he ran on this, oh, the anger of the white angry worker in the Rust Belt. You're like, oh, my God. Really? Yeah. Look at who he's appointed already.
It's a lot of people think they can be become rich,
but this
tomorrow
is the problem.
And be one of them.
But this is part of our problem. I'm sorry, Jim, with the purists on the fucking left too, because you go like, oh, like Hillary wasn't pure enough at about the $15 an hour.
No, I don't care
whatever
about purity.
Right, but you go like, so she was more pragmatic about we'll go with Patty Murray's $12 to get to 50. You're like, this fucking guy they just appointed, he doesn't believe in any minimum wage. He doesn't believe in overtime.
I know, but Hillary was. She was pushed to that by Sanders. She was pushed to agreeing with a 15.
My point is that now we fucking get nothing. Now we get fucking nothing.
Martin Luther King was a purist too. He didn't expect or want perfection, but he fought for it. That's what we needed. That's what we needed. Barack Obama gave away single payer immediately before negotiations even began.
We could never have gotten that.
You got to fight for it, and you get something better. It's called haggling.
I know, but now look what we've gotten, Jim. Like, now look what we fucking have. We got people that will crush union, crush workers.
We've got
do not give a fuck about workers.
And we've gotten this where we are now because of incrementalism and bullshit like that. We need people who will fight for ideals, not expect ideals, but at least fight for them. You know, if FDR didn't give a shit about Republican hatred, Obama spent 8 years vacillating back and forth trying to appease these miscreants.
I agree. That's why I'm in fight mode, because I'm like, fuck them. They didn't give him 1 minute of respect or cooperation. No, yeah. That's what we should do now.
FDR welcomed their hatred, and Obama should have said that immediately.
Yeah, no, I agree. Now I agree with you on that.
You can never get perfection, but if you fight for it, and if you go and inspire the average public on the bully pulpit, you know, the president is a very weak position in America. But they always get the attention of the people, and they can make people pissed off and inspired. And that's what Obama should have done.
Yeah.
And that's
I don't think we ever could have seen the level of obstructionism and racism that they came at him with. I think he won on this unparalleled platform of inclusion. And we are the ones we're waiting for, and we can. And red states and blue states. Like, I really think he believed that, and we all did.
And he had a huge...
Republicans are fucking rat fuckers, man.
Obama had a huge database of millions and millions of people, grassroots database of who were inspired by his election, and he didn't use them for the 2010 midterm elections. He didn't fucking even try for that. And that's,
yeah, but you know, I think we didn't turn
was,
out. We didn't. We didn't fucking, they always in lockstep were behind Trump, even though he's a fucking asshole. But like, we all like let WikiLeaks and whatever go. Oh, yeah, Hillary's this. Like, we gotta fucking like stay together. Bernie people need Hillary people. There's 65 million of us. Hillary people need Bernie people. We need to fucking get it together now.
Over 13 million Democrats voted for Bernie Sanders.
Right.
You know?
Way more voted for Hillary. And even Bernie said it was fair and square. It was fair and square. It was not.
But it's not. It wasn't fair and square.
It was.
I don't think it, you know, I'm not an extremist. I don't think it was. I don't think there was a huge conspiracy, but I think the decks were stacked against
him. I think
him.
Minorities did not come out for Bernie. He did not build the same coalition that Obama did.
The man had one-third the money that Hillary did.
Yeah, and he did an amazing thing at the beginning of the election.
I mean, she had one-third the money that Bernie did at the beginning of the primaries, and the DNC funneled and laundered money into her account. That was supposed to go to down-ballot candidates, and she didn't give them to down-ballot candidates.
I honestly don't want to refight these fights, because I could refute you on every point, but I don't want to. I feel like we all fucking... Seriously, it's like the dinosaurs have come back. We're all just like...
Well, here's
the
dinosaur.
Now we're all on the same side.
Here's like, what I think
fucking,
a dinosaur
Now
is.
We have a goddamn orange fucking Hitler.
Jeb Bush was a dinosaur, and he was a Republican dynastic name. And it should have been a red flag when Trump crushed him. It should have been a red flag for the Democrats.
Right.
You know, Hillary is a dinosaur name and a dynastic name.
Okay, but
in the status quo. They're both representing the status quo.
You're going to have to really have a lot of good makeup sex with me, because you know what? I enthusiastically, you have to understand how emotional this is, Jim, for a lot of, just Democrats, but women. I know. There was no guy. In fact, the most regrets I hear from Hillary voters, and there are 65 million of us, is they were not more vocal about their enthusiasm. They had to be in private Facebook groups because they were afraid of Bernie people and they were afraid of Trump people. There were a lot of fucking people.
I think there's some McCarthyites.
3 million more than Trump really enthusiastically fucking supported her as the most qualified candidate that's ever run.
See, that's the way I feel and what I've heard from Bernie supporters. And now there's a McCarthyite type scapegoating going on. That Glenn
Greenwald.
But on
both sides, I've gotten hate mail that I caused all this because I was for Hillary. I was for Obama the last time, and the Hillary people hated me.
Yeah. Well, that's not fair, obviously. But, you know, for Hillary people to scapegoat Bernie supporters, it's kind of punching down, and it is scapegoating because he lost, and then she lost.
Oh my God, I've gotten way more punching at me or people
like us.
Well,
you're a huge public figure.
No, but that endorsed Hillary. That it's all my fault, and you picked the wrong candidate. I'm like, I thought like millions of people thought she's the best candidate. She's the best qualified candidate we'd ever had run. They would have. Look, Kurt Eichenwald from Newsweek said, I saw the opposition research on Bernie. It was brutal. It was 2.5 feet thick. It was, you can't say
he's
that
new.
running against Donald Trump and his cult of celebrity and $2 billion of free media, you can't go, oh, no, Bernie would have done way better. I don't think so.
You know who participated in the smear campaign against Bernie Sanders? David fucking Brock. How can you have someone like David Brock and Anita Hill smear on your staff, Hillary Clinton? That signal.
I just met Anita Hill, and I think she's amazing. I think she's amazing.
And
I think she's a hero in our movement.
She is. And why the fuck did Hillary Clinton hire David Brock, a Republican operative who smeared her? I don't see that should have turned off a lot of women right there. And I know what turns off women.
Are you a specialist in that?
Apparently, so.
Stop trying to torpedo my effort to get you fucking laid and married. Jesus, Jim Earl. Let's get this done.
Let's get
one thing accomplished from this happy hour.
I am very flattered.
And also, let's go to JimEarl.com. Shall we do that, people?
Uh-oh.
Because you have there's some shit going on there, right?
It's a very old site that I can't update anymore because I don't know how to do code.
That's okay, but somebody's running and is doing magical things for you. Just go there.
Go there, yes, please.
And follow him and help him. And oh God, this is going to be better makeup sex than me and Jimmy Dore or me and Marc Maron. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it coming on, Vanessa. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jim Earl. She's trying to find music to close us out.
Thank you very
much.
Fine.
Oh, you're just going to read my book in the meantime? Okay, there we go.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
It has been the winter of our discontent, but we're going to be fine. And Moby and you are going to dick me in a minute. Here we go. Thank you. Fantastic. Right. Jim fucking Earl, everybody. Happy fucking happy hour.
Thank you. Thank you.